Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero, that's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either of them.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is, so okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Here's where we are with this show right now. I tried for 4.5 years, Bob.
Welcome in, everybody. We are here. Lots of intros today, but we're here. I'm hearing, there it goes. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda, the three-man booth. I didn't even have time to get around to highlighting the show on Twitter, but we'll highlight it right here.
Just to clean up what we were talking about off the air, Hutchinson plays
Community College
2 days from now. That would be a Sunday at Georgia Military College in the Division I semifinals of the junior college playoffs.
Well, this would have been a good a day to have the coach on. And I dropped the ball. It happens occasionally. And that I'm not going to apologize for it.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to make a real quick announcement. I'm not going to talk as much today. My mouth kind of hurts. I don't know what the deal is. I woke up with like some sinus stuff. Most of that's gone away. But my mouth still hurts. So it's going to be kind of the Jason and Bob show. I'll jump in.
Well, then be quiet. When I feel like God. I mean, if you're not going to talk, don't talk.
I got to get it this part out of the way.
How long is it going to take you to explain that you're not going to talk?
It's going to be an interesting show because I said I wasn't going to talk. I was just going to sit here and pipe in once in a while.
No, I just said that. You were listening to me.
You five
I know
minutes.
You've been awake for a long time, but that was me talking is who said that.
Settle down.
It took 5 minutes to tell us you're not going to talk.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe talking will help.
Good. Don't talk. Who cares?
Maybe talking will help, like loosen it up a little bit more, and I'll feel better. But yeah, it's some of those days in the winter, you kind of wake up with that dry mouth, your throat kind of hurts, the sinuses are struggling. It's been one of those days for me, and I guess I just have to keep talking.
That makes sense.
I don't know when we're going to have a full slate of
Well, I'll just make this clear to you. I don't care if you talk or not, but please shut up for a minute.
Well, I can't when he's asleep and you're on your computer. So what are we doing?
I had something I needed to check.
No, you don't.
I don't have Drew Dallas's phone number in my phone. The head football coach at Hutchinson Community College. Max, if you have that number.
Of course we have it. I've got it right here.
If you have that number, send it on to me. I'll get Drew on the show today.
No, don't do that.
Why?
That's so disrespectful.
They don't play for 2 days.
I understand, but once the show's started, we're going to call him.
Yes, it's bad. I'm not proud of it, but it's respectful.
It's disrespectful. That's disrespectful of his time. And I would not do
I'm not forcing him to come on the show.
I wouldn't do it. Even the implication that he just can do it. I'll jump on. Thanks for giving me 5 minutes notice. Don't. Let's just hope they win.
Break the tie, please.
Let's just hope they win Sunday. We'll get them on next week.
You're both idiots.
Well, yeah, there's got to be a... You have to agree with one viewpoint or the other.
They're both so dumb.
Just answer the question.
Why? How can they both be dumb?
Settle down.
He's just doing Shoresy stuff, which half of me respects.
Stupid.
But the other half, I need you to participate in the show.
Yeah,
today.
Be in the show. So which side are you on that? I think it's respectful for me to say, you know what, I dropped the ball.
I don't think it matters.
I should have been thinking.
God, I don't think
Jason?
It matters. I don't think it matters. I mean, call him, and if he's available, he'll do it. And if he's not available,
he's
not available.
Then you're on my side.
That's where I'm
at. What I'm saying.
To me, that's just such a bad look. It's so unprofessional. But that's just me. And if you want to do it.
You guys call me all the time and say, hey, can you call the show right away?
Yeah, that's different.
What?
You don't have anything going on.
I get guests for this show day of all the time.
Day of, sure, but not during the show. Once the show started, we got to move on from
that. Send me
that
number.
I don't know if we have it.
Max, send me the number.
Someone
I've about
send
had it.
Bob the number.
What? You don't have it.
Isn't
how did we
crazy?
Get it? We've had him on the show.
You guys are awesome. This is fantastic.
I mean, come on,
we have
Max.
Had him on the show. I wonder why the number's not saved. That's it. That's strange.
It's crazy.
We can get his number.
Can you?
Oh, now you're wanting me to get his number.
Oh, I can get it.
Well, get it.
He just doesn't want to give it to you because he's on the side that you shouldn't
there
call.
There it is. You want me to say it out loud? We'll just
no, don't say it out loud, of course.
Just start with 555.
Yeah, it's 555.
And then give him the
111
number
2000.
There you go. Anyway, congratulations and good luck to Hutchinson Community College in the NJCAA playoffs. Later on the show today, we'll talk with one of our favorites. I haven't told my wife, Eric Adams, girls basketball coach at Wellington. Debbie wants to know all the Wellington guests. I forgot to tell her.
All of them, huh?
Yeah. And we have Wellington people on this show occasionally.
We may have had their football coach on. I think
twice.
We did, actually.
Once last year, once this year.
Yeah, we have Eric Adams on once or twice every year.
Or three times. We like talking to Eric.
Eric's got a good team. They're ranked number one.
Yeah, they get
over Miege.
Well, good luck. Miege may not be the juggernaut this year.
They are, but
Andover Central beat them
in football. This is girls basketball.
Well, how do you know what they have coming back from girls basketball?
He doesn't.
I do.
Okay. No, you don't.
They have a lot. A couple of their players went to KC Piper.
That's all.
But everybody else is back mostly.
If Jeff
and Wellington
says they're coming
has everybody back.
If he says they're coming back, I believe everything he says.
I do the Friday Five. I check around.
You don't check the northeast part of the state. And the Friday Five, as much as you try to push it, is not gaining any traction.
It gets about 3,000 page
views.
Does
it really?
Every week. Football did. We'll see how basketball does.
Well, that's not bad. That's higher than I thought.
It's not terrible. Yeah, it's decent. I think it's catching on a little.
You got a sponsor for that baby?
Yeah, do you think?
What does that mean?
It means it kind of has to be their idea. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like you're not just going to take something and run with it. They don't even put it on the air. They don't even like say, hey, check out our Friday Five, the best games in the air. They don't even do that.
Do you go to somebody and say, why don't we do that?
I haven't.
This is what drives me crazy. I'm too proud of a man.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to beg
for
attention.
This is what drives me crazy.
Does it?
I never got anything done unless I tried to make it happen.
Yeah, but I'm not going to beg for attention.
I never begged.
That's
never
what it
begged.
Is. Hey, guys.
I went to people and said, here's what I'd like to do. Can you get behind this? I got this idea. Let's go with it. But Jeff.
I'll just text TJ
just
right now. Just
sits over there in the corner of the office. Well, I'm going to do the Friday Five, and we'll put it online, but I won't tell anybody. And if they won't acknowledge it, wouldn't you if you were doing something you really thought was good stuff?
You know, maybe I don't want to be a sellout.
Wouldn't you go say, "Hey, Can we try to sell this? I think it could. I think
I don't
want to
be a sellout. I don't want to be beholden to corporate.
Remember,
sponsors.
Your mouth hurts, Duda.
I don't want to be beholden.
Well, let's see. Now, if you think it's good, you put it out there and wait to see what happens, because you're confident in what you've done.
Always.
Sometimes, if you're needing to sell it, then you're needing to sell it because you're not sure if it's any good.
Huh? It's the dumbest comment I've ever heard.
See, did we need him today?
Why do I even ask him anything?
Very, very.
He's
true.
So entrenched in his own world.
He's
and there's nothing wrong
just
with that.
There's that's just that could be either way.
Of course, but everything in your life could be either way.
Exactly. So
that's who you are. You're either way guy.
You can't just jump on one side and be this is the way it is. No, because you got to look at from the other side things. Got to be able to see all the angles.
And then make a decision on which angle to
best. Stay in the middle, stay calm, figure it out, talk it out.
Okay, you've had some time in the middle. How do you feel now?
Just like I did before.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I actually don't either.
You have to promote yourself.
Well, I just told TJ, start propping up the Friday Five. He doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't read his own website. So what are we doing over there?
He doesn't know what the Friday Five is.
I guess not.
Come on.
What'd you do, text him?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said, what? This is what I'm dealing with.
Did you ever tell him you're doing the Friday Five?
It's Alan Ketchik, Kansas.
Right.
Every Friday for the last 14 weeks.
Who runs Ketchik, Kansas?
TJ.
Well, apparently not.
Obviously, he's not involved.
So there's not a guy that has, or a girl who has a final say on what goes up on Ketchik, Kansas? Who posts it? You?
Yeah.
Does anybody read it before you post it?
Of course not.
Does anybody know you're doing it?
I don't know.
I don't know, but my comment makes way more sense now.
Well, yeah, because this guy doesn't tell anybody what he's doing.
TJ said he does know what the Friday Five is. What do you mean, prop it up?
What is going on over there?
How can prop it up be ambiguous?
I don't know.
Send a clear text message.
Tease to it on the air.
Tease.
So we're having this. You're willing to have this conversation on the air, but I can't try to get a guest during the show.
Absolutely. How is that the same? And I sent you Drew Dallas's number, by the way.
I just don't get it.
I don't know.
Either you promote yourself or nobody else is going to.
I'm not a self-promoter. I'm just not that guy.
I'm a self-promoter.
I let my work speak for itself. If you don't want to jump aboard with me and the good work that I'm doing, that's not my problem.
In somewhere around the year 1996, I went to somebody and said, you know, I think I could be the sports columnist. That's something I want to do.
You know what I do? I just start writing columns.
And then nobody ever knows it. And you got guys that, you what? Prop it up. Here's
a sports column game. Why don't you prop it up for me? Oh, yeah, perfect.
So they said, well, you know what? We'll give you a shot. Why don't you write a column? And I did. You know what the column was?
What was the column?
What was it?
The gymnast.
No, not that wasn't the first one.
What was?
The first one was calling for Wichita the firing State of needs to get rid of Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
And the
one.
people around said, "Whoa. That's hitting the ground pretty heavy. Calling for a firing in his first column." But you know why? Cuz I had covered Scott Thompson, it was obvious the program wasn't going anywhere. And Wichita State basketball cannot stay in the slow lane. It won't work in this community.
And it's not working right now.
For 10 years, it was in the slow lane. The very slow lane.
Right. Nothing happening.
And they'd given him 3 years. Wasn't happening. Got to try the next person. Randy Smithson turned out to be that guy.
And you called him for that, too.
I did. Made improvements.
Well, you're batting one for two on that one. That's an F-.
Made improvements. But ultimately didn't get it done.
Correct.
Then Mark Turgeon.
Got it done.
Then Greg Marshall.
Very much got it done.
Then they've hit the slow lane again. We'll see if Paul Mills can get them revved up. But that's what I'm talking about.
Do we know how many people were at the Alcorn State game?
Don't know. Never looked at it.
Yeah.
Never even checked on it. Usually I'll text somebody and say, are you there? How many people are there?
Yeah.
When I watch on TV, I can get some indication. But it's really hard because the seats are all very dark and you can't really, there's no light up there and you can't really tell.
Can't tell who's there.
You can't tell how full the place is.
Right. I agree. And I was told it's Alcorn State, by the way. So I'm going to start using that pronunciation.
You know who doesn't care? Me.
Why didn't you just say I don't care?
It's all right. I care.
Thank you.
I don't.
Where's Alcorn State?
It's in a state.
Which one?
With lots of trees with acorns.
Just guess one.
Not Acorn State. It's Alcorn.
An Acorn State?
Guess what
have
state?
Corn? They have corn.
Just what guess time what were state? You up this morning?
2.
Because you're just awful so far.
2.
You got to start getting more sleep.
When?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Do you have a game today?
4.
4 games?
7.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of this.
I'm tired of Duda.
So dumb.
It is. So dumb.
I do have a game today for you guys.
That's awesome.
Password?
No.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
No.
See, that's good. I think we don't want password to get stale, so you can't. You got to mix it in occasionally,
right? I know.
Right?
I'll mix it in, but it's not today.
But
are
not
you doing
every
name
week.
10 things like I did last week? That was the best game ever.
Yeah, and they're my 10 things, so it doesn't matter what you think. It's what I think.
Exactly.
No, it'll be we got a game.
Well, you guys got one on me last night, Green Bay.
No surprise.
Shouldn't have been, but it was.
Well, it doesn't
what
matter.
What do you think it should have been?
Could have been. It was.
You think
Detroit should have blown them out?
Really? Because they didn't.
Detroit's defense is not good right now.
Well, what did we tell you yesterday? They're banged up. They're hurt. They got lots of guys out.
I just figured they'd win by 6. They won by 3.
I told you it was going to be a 3-point game.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh,
I said,
please.
I said that
Jeff,
on the air.
You've gotten one game right in the last 3 weeks.
I've gotten one game right in the last one game.
Nobody cares what you think.
You knew it was going to be close, and what did I say to you, Jeff? It's going to be a 3-point game, and if it's 3 and what?
No, I said
3 in the hook.
No, that was
take the points.
That was a different game. You talked about the hook. I said
the hook was a different game.
Whatever, I was right.
I said the hook will bring you back.
How many points did you guys put on it?
4.
I only put 4.
I had 7. So obviously, I felt a little more confident than
you.
I had 2. Gosh, dang, 2 points.
It's fine.
I open up the lead again. And I'll let you guys sniff around a little bit.
It's all good. Georgia's not going to do it for you.
Yeah, they will.
I don't think
so. Texas isn't beating Georgia. It's just not happening.
Why don't they don't have to win?
Yeah, they do.
No, they'll win.
And they got a cover.
Yeah.
Georgia's not they're good, obviously. But so is Texas. That's anybody's game.
I feel it in my heart of hearts that Georgia.
You've gotten one game right in 3 weeks.
I don't usually am 100% certain on things. I am 100% certain that game.
What's the latest on your Friday 5, and are we going to get the...
TJ said, write about the games we cover, and we'll talk about it on the air. But you're not going to talk Andover Derby?
Is that a game they cover?
Yes.
Maybe you ought to find out the games they cover.
I don't care what games
they cover.
And then write about those games, and then you'll get...
Some of those games aren't good games.
And then you'll get on the air. You know what not going to get you on the air? What are the two games, the last two games you wrote about today?
There aren't that many games.
You know what's not going to get you on the air? Give me those two games.
Heston?
No, the other one.
Heston, Southeast Saline.
The other one.
Sterling and Hillsborough.
Yeah, that's not going to get you on the air.
That's 2 top 10 teams in their class.
There's 4 guys with a TV in Sterling.
Well, if they're not covering Sterling Hillsborough tonight, that's not good.
Get on the air, man. That's how you take.
And there aren't.
Listen to me. That's how you take Friday 5 to the next level. You get on the air.
I should be on the air.
You do whatever you need to do to get on the air.
You don't
just write Sterling and Hillsborough. That's a good game. We'll get it into Friday 5, and nobody cares. You don't get on the air with that game. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand
Duda?
What you're saying. Please continue.
There aren't that many. Great games tonight.
Well,
not everybody's playing.
Hey, what are we covering tonight? And I'll get a few of those games on the air, but you got to give me a couple, too, if I find a game that is in our viewing area,
you know,
that
what
we're not covering.
This is like the shot clock, right?
This is marketing 101.
No, listen. Just listen. I told you I wasn't going to talk today, and you're not even listening to what I do.
You've talked more than ever.
This is a trial run. This is year one of the Friday Five. We're going to get through the year doing what we do. Then next year, blow it up.
Like the Friday Seven?
No, but there'll be some bells and whistles.
Why not get it blowing up this year?
Blow it up now,
get
man.
Get it on the air, man.
No, there'll be bells and whistles.
I want to see it run. Let's go.
Get it on the air. That's the next step.
Well, I'll do my best. I can't control what goes.
He just told you how.
I do write about the games they cover. Why can't they just, hey, we'll be out at Andover Derby tonight, which they will. And if you want to check, get some insight into that game, check out our Friday Five at catchatkansas.com.
Well, have you ever asked anybody to do that?
Uh-uh. I don't beg.
Judah, does this drive you as nuts as it does me?
Not really.
I don't beg.
Well, you shouldn't beg like that.
Is it begging to say, hey, I do this thing? How do we align the two? You talk about some games on the air. I have this Friday Five feature that goes online. How can we help each other?
Well, that makes sense.
Maybe the Friday Five includes, here's the games KWCH will be covering tonight.
Then maybe you could get some input on the games they actually cover.
And then it's going to be a real glaring thing if you don't include Tuesday. So maybe you do the Tuesday 3.
I'm probably going to do is the Tuesday 2 and go with the two best doubleheaders. So both boys and girls games are good. That's the idea for now. We'll see how it kind of plays out. But I'll have to think about that a little bit. Friday 5 is a brand name, right? You don't want to start watering it down already with other versions of it and spinoffs.
You should do the Tuesday 12.
All right, time for a break. We've got Eric Adams, the girls' coach at Wellington, coming up next. Yeah, I'm cutting that off.
That was a great conversation we had going.
Cut you off, you know I'm saying shut up.
I've had enough.
Eric Adams from Wellington will join us next. They've got a heck of a team, as they've had now for a few years. We'll see what the Crusaders are doing next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Eric Adams from Wellington. He's got a bunch of she's the one on this basketball team. Eric, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Bob. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing good. We're excited for high school basketball season. You opened last night with a commanding lead over a win over Garden Plain. Got to be pleased with that one. This team has so many aspirations. You're now getting to be a little bit of a veteran team, where in the past you've had a lot of youth on your squad. How big is this year for not only you and Wellington, but also some of these older players you have?
I don't want to push that aside. It's just, I'm not going to do any coach speak. It's just another year because the girls and our staff and the community and the school, they know it. They know the talent level we have. These girls put in so much time with this game, and their aspirations are to make noise in Salina this year. You know, where that takes us, I don't know, but there's no question we're not shying away from the rankings and the pub, I guess, that we're getting. And it is we finally have four seniors that have won 67 games and lost, I believe, five or six in their career. So, but there's also a lot of youth still. We have some great freshmen and sophomores and juniors, and so it's a fun team. And again, I keep repeating when I'm on here that they're just fun to be around. They're great kids.
Yeah, would that have been your approach if the progression was more typical, where these seniors, you know, kind of progressed in playing time, or even maybe not playing varsity as freshmen? Most of these seniors have been the focal point of the team for all of their 4 years, and they've experienced the expectations. So would you maybe not shy away from them as much, or embrace them as much, I guess, if these seniors had kind of gone on a different path?
That's a good point.
I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, more than likely. We have two players, Val Norwood and Britt Zika, that have started since their freshman year. So they know what it takes, what it's like. They've been to Salina in the state tournament all 3 years. And then Ella Goodrum and Kendall Rusk are two role-type players that have just come along. Didn't necessarily, obviously, they're not, like, quote, starters, even though Ella Goodrum did start games last year to fill in for Kylan Gregory, our 6-foot post that tore an ACL the summer before. But, yeah, if it was, like, four role players and we're just kind of building that way, we might have a different view on things. But we have two seniors that are Britt and Val. They're just very, very special players.
Yeah, and obviously with Britt and Val, I know a little bit about Val because I know some of her family going to school, this sort of thing. I know that she's getting a lot of opportunities in a lot of places. I don't know if you can talk about that or if you know a lot about it. But on the other side of it, who are some of the younger kids that are coming up that you're looking to step in to maybe fill that fifth and sixth, seventh spots on the roster that are going to get some playing time?
Sure. Well, I just mentioned one. Kylan Gregory, she's a 6-foot. Of course, we play a position with offense, but she can face the bucket and go back to the bucket. But she's back fully healthy. As last year, she didn't get back until Salina, till the state tournament. And at that, she was maybe 50-60%. So she's back. She's back in the starting lineup. Had a heck of a game last night. Special player, Lindy Barton, a 6-foot, I'd say 4 or 5 player. She had a wonderful game last night. She is a returning starter. I go on and on. I don't want to leave any of our players out because we're pretty deep this year too. It's getting, you know, trying to finagle minutes too is a coaching chore right now. Drew Zika, who was a freshman high jump state champion last spring, she had a wonderful game. She was inserted in the starting lineup for now. Starting lineups could vary from game to game. Cruz Cornejo is another one that was a starter last year. Right now we have her at 6-man, a special player. Viv Wright, a freshman, 5'11" freshman that's related to all the Zikas. She's a girl that played a lot of basketball all summer. And another one, she came in last night, didn't act like anything, didn't act like it was a middle school basketball game. She jumped right in the high school level and really played well. So it's a special group.
Eric Adams is our guest. He's the head girls coach at Wellington. They are, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, the number one team in the preseason in Class 4A. And I gotta mention Bishop Miege. They're number two. How much fun is this to maybe fun's the wrong word, but I think you would view it as fun to be on this continual collision course with Bishop Miege and know that ultimately you're probably going to be on the floor against them. You hope it's for a state championship like it has been before. Mm-hmm. Last year you made some inroads. You were in that game until the end. They had a little spurt at the finish to beat you. Trying to climb this mountain, how much does that motivate you, Eric?
It does. It motivates us, but it also means we're doing things right. We sure don't, you know, we'd hate for it to be the opposite of, you know, aspirations, just being honest. We just, you know, we're trying to go 500 this year, this and this and this. You know, it's nice to know that everybody thinks of us this way and puts us at that Bishop Miege level, because, like I said, we're doing things right, because obviously they are they're the mountaintop of 4A girls basketball, if not the state, with how many state titles they have and how many won in a row. So for us to be considered in the same breath as a Bishop Miege, it's quite an honor. Know what it's going to take. I will say that last year, after having the lead in the fourth quarter, we do have a different feel now. We feel like, instead of just going into the game and hoping for the best, we do have a different attitude of now we feel like we can compete with them. And so that's a little bit of the difference between past going to Salina to now. Obviously, there's a long journey to get there. A lot of good teams in 4A. But when you talk about Bishop Miege, we do feel like we do have the squad that can and play with them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, since you are embracing that, have you thought about if and how you might approach that game from a coaching standpoint differently or the same? I have to imagine the familiarity there is as strong as you have with any program you'd play once or twice every year during the regular season. So just from an approach standpoint, is there anything you'd do differently this year if and when that game happens?
As far as the style, we will continue the style we do, which is 90 feet of really offense. Now, Bishop Miege with pressure in them full court, you take some chances there. So talented, it can beat you in 2-3 passes for layups. And so you have to watch that. But as far as just matching up man-to-man and staying a three-quarter man, three-quarter court man, you know, we feel like we can do it with switching up a little bit of zone. But we also have, again, I mentioned her name, Kylan Gregory. We'd have 2 6-foot posts that are, they could go double figures any night. I'd be shocked if both aren't averaging double figures, to be quite honest with you, by the season's end. And so we would have that in our back pocket too, to go more high-low looks. Kind of lacked a little bit last year with that, with still outstanding guard play. But we would have the opportunity to throw 2 6-footers at any squad we'd see there. So we do have that.
Talking with Eric Adams from Wellington, they play again on Tuesday evening. Is that a tournament game against Hutch Trinity?
Yeah, we're in the Cheney tournament, and that's going to be game one. It'll be opening game for us with Hutch Trinity, and then we'll host Pratt.
Okay.
And it's pool play. You know, you go 2-0, and the other pool goes 2-0. Then you play championship on Saturday. So that's how that tournament.
Well, you
works.
Could meet up Can with I... Cheney. That'd be a good test.
That's kind of been we've been meeting each other quite a bit in that tournament. And then, you know, unfortunately, a few years we've been in the same pool. So one of us has gone to the championship and the other the third place game. So, but that's always a great battle. It's always fun to go to Cheney and play that game because it's a packed gym and say how much they love their basketball over there. And so, right. We look forward to it. And I did fail to mention a player. Can I mention one?
You better get it mentioned or you could get fired.
Kylan Gregory's sister, Kirsten Gregory, she's a 5'9" sophomore who is a absolute fire plug and just will come after you defensively and just as intense as you can get. And so I with all those names I was going, I need to mention Kirsten, who is going to be such a bright future for us. She's only a sophomore, so she's kind of waiting your time right now. She comes off the bench, so.
And that leads into my final question for you, Eric.
Yes. Uh huh.
I'm sorry. We mentioned the four seniors and the backbone of this program, and whenever we do the postmortem of Wellington girls basketball, these four players, and especially Zika and Norwood, will have a lot of notoriety. But you don't feel like this is a successful run that's nearing its end. You feel like there's younger players who can carry on this tradition.
Yeah, I mean, of course, a lot can happen, but there's really good young talent on this high school team, and I don't put a lot of emphasis on middle school, junior high basketball wins, but I will tell you our eighth grade group, there's 8 to 9 that are super talented, a group that plays a lot, and so they'll be obviously feeding into our program next year. So yeah, it's a great situation to be in as a coach. I'm just blessed and lucky to be the head guy of it.
Well, congratulations and best of luck. We'll keep watching your season. I'm sure my wife will get me to a game at Wellington sometime along the way, and I look forward to it. And thanks for coming on the show, Eric.
I always appreciate you guys asking us to talk about our program. So thanks a lot, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right, there you go. Wellington girls basketball. Near and dear to us here. I'm in Wellington at least once a week. My wife's there a lot.
And
practically has put up stakes there.
And you didn't tell her that he was on today.
Yeah, she knew.
Did she?
Everything's good.
Did she?
There is you're trying to cause some trouble between me and my wife.
Yep.
And you can't.
I can.
We're as solid as they come. I know this. My wife will never bake a pie for you the way your wife did for me. And I'll always appreciate that. And thank you to Dia Duda.
What's so funny?
Let's shut him up. Look. That's all. That's all it took.
I don't think he wants to talk, though. I think you've done him a favor.
Well, we'll see. He thought he had me. Oh, he didn't tell his wife. I can get in there and dig at him a little. Well,
so bad. That's just wrong. it's just wrong.
Do you have any left?
No, it's gone now.
Dang it. Because there's no way you could have beat me up the stairs and I'd have ate the last piece if it was up there.
Good stuff. Good sweet potato pie. Thanks to Dia one more time. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline, brought to you by IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox. Come in and try our decadent, fully loaded French toast only at IHOP. I had an experience yesterday that I've never had before. Would
at
you like
IHOP?
To hear about it? No.
Were you at a restaurant?
No.
Were you at
I was at our
CVS.
Building, and a couple came in, a married couple, and they wanted to enroll their son in League 42. They didn't speak English, and I couldn't understand them, and they couldn't understand me. And so what I ended up doing is getting on Google, whatever.
Translate?
Yeah, and having a conversation with them.
That's smart.
I'd never done that before.
Well, good job.
That's amazing.
I'm surprised, honestly, that you figured that out.
What? Why are you surprised I figured it out?
I got to admit, I'm kind of shocked. I'm with Jeff on this.
Well, you wouldn't have.
Huh? No. I wouldn't have.
Why are you surprised that I figured it out?
I'm kind of surprised you knew that technology existed, to be honest. But, hey, because I was about to suggest it, but you beat me right to the punch, didn't you?
Well, what do you mean he beat you to the punch? He already did it.
No, so I'm saying I was going to say, well, why don't you like get on?
Well, how do you think I communicate?
A translator. I don't know. I didn't know where that story was going.
What would you have done without that? How could you have figured that out?
Well, all I did was put in my computer into the Google search. How do you say this in Spanish? And it told me.
Oh, well, that's a little less advanced than I thought you would be.
No, then I got on Google Translate and everything was fine. And we were able to understand each other. But I think it's cool. You know, we had two or three kids from Venezuela who registered to play in League 42 this year. And now this kid from Colombia. That's amazing to me.
It's fantastic.
I think it is fantastic.
Well, I just said.
Yeah, nobody's giving
it
to you.
But you know, it never feels genuine coming from you.
Right, that's why I don't say it very often, because if you're just going to think I'm lying anyway, then what's the point?
You both got very good points there.
I need you to shut up.
Why is he the middleman today? I hate this.
I hate this
being in the middle guy.
You both have very good points.
I just don't want you to talk anymore. Until we get to the game.
Okay.
You could please don't. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to just talk to me?
No.
Why?
Because Duda's here. We do this every day.
Talk to your dad.
Well, I just thought it was a cool experience and a cool situation.
How long have they been here?
They told me a little over a year. And the kid goes to an elementary school here in Wichita, and they're trying to figure out how to be in this country. I think it's awesome. And
we're playing a little baseball.
Look forward to watching the young man play baseball this year.
For sure.
Come on, I say he's going to just tear it up.
He has to, right?
I would think so.
They said he's only played a year.
How old is he?
He's 9. But I think the dad has worked with him, from what I can tell. Listen, it wasn't like it was a easy, fluid conversation.
No, you didn't have a tryout. You didn't take him in the back, and
the indication we didn't
hit him
go
some
out.
Grounders.
No, we didn't.
You didn't hit
we
him
didn't try.
Grounders.
The kid wasn't there. It was the parents.
Well, you could have did it with his dad, and you'd know what the kid would have done.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how Jeff got to be a decent ball player, right? Because you
well,
were
I
good.
Worked with Jeff a lot. He won't ever tell you that.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, tell him.
He worked with me a lot.
Did he?
Yeah.
What'd you guys work on? What was the
we played a lot of catch. He threw me BP all the time. It was just good stuff.
Well, there you go.
Threw me BP from, the earliest I can remember. Mostly. I had a little wooden bat. That's how far back we go. My first bat was a wooden bat.
You had a ball and bat in your crib.
Well, I'm glad.
Did you have to go get all the balls, or were they all right behind you on the fence?
Oh, I crushed them. They were well to the outfield.
And I remember throwing him pop flies, not pop flies, fly balls. I threw them really high. Back when I could do that.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to do that for quite some time. But back when I was able to do that, I credit that with helping him become an outfielder.
You know what really made me become an outfielder?
That.
No.
What?
Working with Gary Carr.
How so?
What
is wrong
doing?
With Duda?
So it had nothing to do with your dad.
No, he took me to Gary
that's
Carr.
Fair.
I hooked him up with Gary Carr.
Yeah, Gary Carr hitting me fly balls. I don't
because Gary
he
here's
hit
the thing,
him better?
And I like got to dive for him and stuff, and I'm like, I love this.
Here's the thing about Gary Carr, who I worked with for many years and loved the game of baseball. And I know from looking at him, you would never have believed it, but he was an unbelievable athlete back in his day. He was a very devoted guy when it came to baseball instruction. And you were lucky to have him help you because you were only one of a few that he did. And,
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed
working
with Gary.
You hit in the cages at North High, correct?
Yeah, I made a mistake. I got it in my head that I didn't want to take BP before games.
What?
I just felt like I used all my swings, or like I wouldn't be as fresh. So I didn't take BP before games. That was a mistake.
That's when you take BP.
I didn't like doing it.
No, it's all right. I never took BP, but we never had batting cages or anything back home.
We always had BP before Cyclones games.
Yeah, and I just didn't, something about it,
always took it.
I did?
Yes.
Well, that's probably why I went 4 for 5 every night. Good point.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Do you remember my best game?
I want to hear this. And then I want you to let me know.
Seems
if
Seems like
that's
it was
where
in
was.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was.
A little right short right field porch.
No, it was 375.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
God. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
A short right field porch.
How old were you?
No, to the alleys, it was 375. I was 16.
And you popped one over the short right field porch.
No, it was that ball was crushed.
Wind was blowing out.
No, that was just a good day for me.
A slider. 80 mile an hour wind.
It was a fastball. Called it too.
Got really? The jet stream.
Yeah.
Did what you else point? Made it a good game?
Did you Babe Ruth it?
I had six RBIs, 4 for 5. What?
Did you Babe Ruth it? Did well, you point
I,
on that one?
We had runners at second and third, and I don't hit home runs. I maybe hit like three in my entire time I was playing, but we had runners at second and third. I told the guy up before me, walk, and I'll hit a grand slam, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, there you go. Was it a good team we played?
It was that Edmund Santa Fe team, the host. We crushed them that day, and then they brought in a bunch of ringers. And they beat us in the championship game.
I don't have any recollection of that.
Really?
You could just bring in ringers in the tournament?
They just brought a whole different team and beat us. This makes me angry to this day.
That was the era where we were starting to go that direction of travel and pay and just what something I think has been a real negative for youth baseball. And, yes, I hope everyone heard that.
It's youth sports.
I think it's
not just baseball.
I think it's a negative for youth sports in many ways. Not always, but in many ways.
But these were tournaments to play.
Your mic's off. Please make
these
sure.
These were tournaments.
Please make. Here's what I
don't
want.
Care. Can I just here's make what, my
no,
point?
No, no. After I make my point.
This is a necessity. This isn't going to advance the show. My point will.
Have your mic on. Now, what were you going
to
say?
Tournaments in my day were to play. We played to play. Tournaments now, will the scouts be there? Are we playing the elite? It's not playing to play. It's not playing to have fun. We played tournaments and traveled, yes, but that was to play. And that's not what youth sports is about anymore.
Well, we do the best we can. At the time we did it.
At League 42, it's you play to play.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea. I gotta consistently remind our coaches. You're here to teach the game, have fun, and not go crazy. If you go crazy, I'll have a visit.
Just play ball.
We're not here to go crazy,
and we don't want a visit from
Mr. Bob.
No, sir.
Well, they really don't want a visit from Mr. Bob, and very rarely have I had to have a visit.
How do you approach those? Are you gentle, or do you just say, hey,
no,
jerk?
I'm very gentle.
Good.
But also very pointed.
Firm.
Because, there's a line there. We want League 42 to not be this non-competitive league. I mean, I'm a competitor. I like competition.
Of course.
But it can't be the end-all of everything.
And speaking of competition, Jason.
What?
What do we got next?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to play a game.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Why, are you trying to cut me off?
No, but it's about that time.
Well, don't ever try to cut me off.
That was a good segue.
We can do it if we want to.
Yeah.
I am so...
You aren't the be-all, end-all around here.
Dolt.
What dolt?
You know what dolt.
Will you fix your hat for me?
This guy who hasn't made a contribution yet. Because...
Oh, I think he's talking about me.
Because he gets up... I don't care. Because he gets up early... And he has to work his other job, and I don't care. I care about this job.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you. Were you talking to me?
Do your best here.
I am doing my best.
We'll take a break, come back, one more hour. Bob and Jeff.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.